Radio Prague News. In a historic address to the Bavarian Parliament, Prime Minister Petr Nečas expressed regret over the post-war expulsions of millions of Sudeten Germans. The Czech Senate is holding a public hearing on the controversial amnesty declared by President Václav Klaus. And President-elect Miloš Zeman has slammed the Czech government for not doing enough to defend the Czech power utility ČEZ in Bulgaria. In a historic address to the Bavarian Parliament on Thursday, Prime Minister Petr Nečas expressed regret over the post-war expulsion of millions of Sudeten Germans. He said the principle of collective guilt applied at the end of the war was an injustice that hurt thousands of innocent people, people who had significantly contributed to the economic and cultural development of the border region. But he made it clear there could be no question of abolishing the Beneš decrees or making property claims relating to the expulsions. Very few wrongs of the past are ever corrected, the Czech Prime Minister noted. Mr. Nečas, who is the first Czech Prime Minister ever to address the Bavarian Parliament, highlighted the common cultural heritage of Bavarians and Czechs, expressing the hope that their common roots would help the two sides overcome the sensitive issues of the past and focus on their future in Europe. The Czech Senate is holding a public hearing on the controversial amnesty declared by President Václav Klaus at the start of this year. The hearing is attended by the country's leading experts on constitutional law, and the debate centres on whether the amnesty, which concerns several cases of high-profile economic crime, may not be in violation of the constitution. There have also been proposals that the constitution should be amended to curb the president's powers in this respect. President Klaus, who continues to defend the amnesty, refused to attend the hearing. President-elect Miloš Zeman has slammed the Czech government for not doing enough to defend the position of the Czech power utility ČEZ in Bulgaria. Mr. Zeman said it was the duty of any government to defend its companies abroad and urged the Nečas administration to use all the means at its disposal, such as EU contacts, international arbitration mechanisms and negotiations with the outgoing Bulgarian government to defend Czech national interests. The state-owned power utility may lose its license in Bulgaria following mass protests over electricity prices. President Václav Klaus has also criticized the Czech government for taking what he called a passive stand in the dispute, saying that ČEZ had been made a scapegoat for the growing social unrest in Bulgaria. The Czech Photovoltaic Industry Association has filed a criminal complaint against the Energy Regulatory Office for allegedly having deliberately produced false data to influence a verdict on solar power passed by the Constitutional Court in 2012. The court ruled that the government was within its rights to put a retroactive tax on solar power plant investors in order to curb a solar boom. It was the Czech Photovoltaic Industry Association which challenged the government's decision in court, and its head, Zuzana Musilova, now claims the Energy Regulatory Office doctored two crucial reports on the grounds of which the court made its decision. A court in Novičin has declared bankruptcy proceedings against the heavily indebted Tatra Truck Company. According to the CTK news agency, the company is to be sold at a bankruptcy auction in mid-March. Its price has reportedly been set at 300 million crowns. Tatra was established in 1850 for the production of carriages. In 1897, the company produced its first car named the President. Three armed robbers held up a security van transporting a large amount of cash in Přemyslovice, west of Olomouc, early on Thursday. They blocked its way in an isolated spot near a forest, and after threatening the guards with a machine gun, they made off with 30 million crowns. Police have closed off a large part of the area and intensified checks of vehicles around the country. No one was reported hurt in the holdup. Finally, a quick look at the weather forecast. The coming days should bring more overcast skies with scattered snow showers and day temperatures dropping to -3 degrees Celsius. I'm Daniela Lazarova, and that's the end of the news.